Yo, 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 it's your boy. It's your boy. Wait, you know what? There's a guy who does it. He does it much better. He's like, hey, it's your boy. Which I respect and would like to emulate. So, it is in fact your boy, Katsumoto. Hey, it's your boy. Let's see what our boy has to say today. And today, this day, I would like to talk to you about the GoldenEye principle. Flow, dopamine, spirituality, and not that much spirituality. Yeah, some, anyway, whatever. And how to make everything as fun as video games and multiplayer bedroom sports. By which I mean, you know, the thing that adults do, the gross thing, ew. So, recap. GoldenEye, the James Bond movie from 1995. It was, I believe, Pierce Brosnan's first go-around playing Bond. So it was the first modern James Bond movie, well, the first James Bond movie in a while, right? And it was really good. And then the GoldenEye is this fictional electromagnetic orbital weapon developed by the, you know, the Soviet Union during the Cold War. And, you know, GoldenEye, the movie, is set in the power vacuum after the Cold War. So that's enough background. So here's the thing. You do not like video games or doing it with ladies as quite as much as you think you do. I'm going to assume you're a guy. These activities are not that intrinsically fun or interesting. Obviously, there are drives there. They are fun at some level. But what really makes them fun is the focus with which they're performed. It's kind of really, if you want to be happy, focus. Okay, that's it. We're done. The end. Bye. Now, you're probably thinking, Katsumoto, you're a tanned basement weeaboo. You're no poon slayer. What authority do you have to talk about doing it? And you'd be right. But what I lack in experience, I make up for in depth of insight. And I am about to drop these insights directly upon you. Quick detour to dopamine, very quick. So dopamine is designed to kind of like trick you into making things seem funner than they actually are. Because dopamine doesn't reward the action. It doesn't reward completion, it rewards anticipation. So, for more on that, you know, look up the work of Dr. Robert Sapolsky, great guy, very interesting. So what we're trying to do is hijack the dopamine system and use it to enter flow instead. So what do I mean, hijack? Okay, here's the thing. You think you want pleasure. What you actually want is a structure that can envelop you and allow you to engage in this kind of bounded self-abandonment. Focus and clarity create flow, which is like, you know, this almost complete state of self-abandonment. Fun and happiness are kind of are more or less directly proportional to time spent in the flow state. So you can induce flow more or less ex nihilo, out of nothing, through like this total, unabashed, undiluted focus on a single, clear tactical goal. So clarity, specificity, narrowness, doability, brevity, basically the sequences of winnable games, these are the ingredients of flow-inducing tactical goals, which is a really kind of, you know, belabored way of saying happiness. This is how you kind of create happiness. It doesn't mean, and so you're focused completely on a single tactical goal, not a strategic one, right? And it doesn't mean you're not also, say, hearing audio in your adopted language. It doesn't mean you're not, you know, you don't have that. It's not the end of multiplexing. It's kind of just the end of multitasking. So it means your focus, what it means is that your focus is stable and singular. Secret's this: always multiplex, never multitask. Take input from multiple sources simultaneously, that's multiplexing, but give attention and output to one thing and only one thing at a time. Focus on that one thing as if it were the most important thing in the entire universe. Like, really. And this is great because, like, you're like, but it's, if the thing you're focusing on doesn't deserve at least to temporarily be treated as the most important thing in the universe, then maybe you shouldn't be focusing on it at all, right? So it's kind of a great filter too, this idea of this kind of focus you're doing here. So now what about, like, you know, like reading while watching TV? Isn't that two things? Well, it is, but it isn't. It, depending on how you look at it, it's either a special type of compound one thing, reading TV, read watching TV, right? Or it's two things, but with a rapid, binary, but stable and fun-driven focus switch between one and the other, right? And the point of all this focus, kind of laser-like, you know, freaking GoldenEye EMP satellite. One person, you know, one man, one person, one human being. Oh, woman, one person, one target. This focus on a single thing. It's not about, really, it's not about taking this kind of, you know, puritanical stand on pleasure. It's not about denigrating multiplayer bedroom sports. It's not about that. It's actually really super hedonistic. It's Promethean, really. It's about stealing the fire of that pleasure and spreading it out throughout your life. And the point here is that anything can be like video games or multiplayer bedroom sports if you respect it, if you respect that thing enough to give it your undivided attention. So, you know, kind of the moral of the story, such as it is, you know, focus, time box, slay. Now, by way of further reading, Thich Nhat Hanh, I hope I'm saying that correctly, he spent almost his entire career trying to teach this idea to noobs, that basically focus induces happiness. And Eckhart Tolle is kind of like the German, you know, non-celibate Thich Nhat Hanh. And both of these guys, their teachings are superficially spiritual, but they're really not. And why am I saying that? Because here's the thing. So I think secularism is good for society on the one hand. On the other hand, both militantly spiritual and militantly secular people annoy me because they're both failing to look at good ideas that are out there, right? So if just because, like, you have these, you know, militantly spiritual people who just because an idea seems secular will hate it, and you have these militantly secular people who are like, just because an idea seems spiritual, they won't, you know, look at it, and that's the wrong way of going about it. In many ways, I think Sam Harris, although he's, like, kind of too autistic for his own good in some ways, in many ways, he's actually a really good example of, but really, he's actually also a really good example of not falling into that trap as easily, right? Because he's, but you know, he's like a very secular guy who does a lot of investigation into, you know, spirituality and what a collectively kind of call spiritual practices, right? And you never want to cut yourself off from an area of good ideas. And they're good ideas here. So Tolle and Thich Nhat Hanh, the spiritual stuff is almost like rapping. What's really inside is these are basically attention management systems. And I know that sounds terribly dry, but that is what it is. It's about attention management. And both these guys, they'll teach you how to be happy and productive. I hope, in my own way, I've kind of brought some of those ideas to you. But through my own filter of science fiction and that was GoldenEye's kind of science fiction, right? Yeah, it's my own filter of like science fiction / action movies and just general silliness. And I hope you can use these tools, especially like say in your language acquisition when you're SRSing, especially like you know just it's a game. SRSing is a game, and one of the ways you make it fun, and reading is a game too. And one of the ways you make it fun is through this focus, essentially. Yeah, so that's all I have for you today. Oh yeah, and let me know if you have any questions. So that's all from me. Thank you so much for listening. Now go play.